This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has informed the United States that he opposes the establishment of a Palestinian state as part of any post-war scenario. The announcement exposed the deep divisions that have emerged between the close allies 3 months into Israel's war against Gaza Hamas rulers. At a news conference, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says President Biden wants to work with Israel on what happens after the war ends.
The president still believes in the promise and the possibility of a two-state solution.
Fundamental differences have emerged in the two leaders' visions for Gaza once Israel's war with Hamas ends.
Good friends and allies can have those kinds of candid, forthright discussions, and we do.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
It's not going to change the president's view that the best long-term solution for regional security, particularly the security of the Israeli people, is a free and independent Palestinian state.
Netanyahu says he's told U.S. officials in plain terms he opposes the establishment of a Palestinian state as part of any post-war plan. Kirby again.
You can't do that without also talking about the aspirations of the Palestinian people and what that needs to look like for them.
Meanwhile, a United Nations agency says that women and children are the main victims of the war in Gaza. We got more details from VOA's Alexis Strobe.
The UN agency promoting gender equality says women and children are the main victims of the war in Gaza, with an estimated 16,000 killed. UN Women estimates that two mothers have lost their lives every hour since Hamas's surprise attack on Israel. It also estimates that at least 3,000 women may have become widows and heads of households, and at least 10,000 children may have lost their fathers. In a report released Friday, UN Women points to gender inequality and the burden on women fleeing the fighting with children.
VOA's Alexis Strobe. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday announced student debt consolidation and cancellation of nearly $5 billion for an additional 74,000 borrowers, including more than half who earned forgiveness after 10 years of public services, teachers, nurses, firefighters, and more. Details from Reuters' Freddie Joyner.
Green Jean-Pierre.
Those receiving relief as a part of today's announcement include teachers, nurses, firefighters, and others who earned forgiveness after 10 years of public service. It also includes people who have been in repayment for 20 years but never got the relief that they earned.
The announcement by the White House brings the total loan forgiveness approved by the Biden-Harris administration to $136.6 billion. In a statement released by Biden, he said, quote, "I won't back down from using every tool at our disposal to get student loan borrowers the relief they need to reach their dreams." According to the Federal Student Aid website, as of June 2023, approximately 43.4 million student loan recipients had $1.63 trillion in outstanding loans.
Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. Japan has become the fifth country in history to reach the moon, AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Japan's spacecraft, which was not carrying astronauts, has landed on the lunar surface. But an issue with the power supply means that the mission could be in jeopardy. The solar battery is not generating power. After the landing, the priority focused on gathering as much data about its landing and the moon as possible on the remaining battery. Officials are also analyzing whether the spacecraft made a pinpoint landing, a key priority of the mission. Japan follows the United States, the Soviet Union, China, and India in reaching the moon. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
United States fighter jets struck Houthi rebel sites in Yemen for a sixth day on Friday, taking out anti-ship missile launchers that were prepared to fire. The Iranian-backed Houthi militants say that their attacks on global shipping in the Red Sea corridor are aimed at stopping Israel's war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Now, in its fourth month, the war in Gaza is one of the deadliest and most destructive military campaigns in recent history and has increased tensions across the Middle East. You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.